Praise the Lord, this is Tony Alamo, and we're reading through the Bible, and we're in the book of Exodus, and this is chapter 5, and this is Moses and Aaron. They go in to talk to Pharaoh in this chapter. Let's all go up to the throne of the Lord to ask the Lord to quicken this message into our spirit, and for us to be able to get out of it from the Holy Spirit the lessons that the Lord wants us to learn, wanted us to learn from before the foundations of the world. Lord God, quicken this, our Father, quicken this, who art in heaven, into our place, the heavenly place in us where you live. We are the temple of the Lord. And Lord, you, as we read your word, you are living in us more and more. Your word is you, and the more of your word that enters us into our spirits becomes more of us. Lord, open our minds of our spirits and our mind, our hearts and our souls to receive it all in Jesus' mighty name. And everyone says, Amen.
Amen.
All right, let's go.
Chapter 5, King James Version, verse 1. And afterward Moses and Aaron went in and told Pharaoh, Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, Let my people go, that they may hold a feast unto me in the wilderness. And Pharaoh said, Who is the Lord that I should obey his voice to let Israel go? I know not the Lord, neither will I let Israel go. And they said, The God of the Hebrews hath met with us. Let us go, we pray thee, 3 days' journey into the desert, and sacrifice unto the Lord our God, lest he fall upon us with pestilence or with the sword. And the king of Egypt said unto them, Wherefore do ye, Moses and Aaron, let the people from their works? Get you unto your burdens. And Pharaoh said, Behold, the people of the land now are many, and ye make them rest from their burdens. And Pharaoh commanded the same day the taskmasters of the people and their officers, saying, Ye shall no more give the people straw to make brick, as heretofore. Let them go and gather straw for themselves. And the tale of the bricks which they did make heretofore, ye shall lay upon them, ye shall not diminish aught thereof, for they be idle. Therefore they cry, saying, Let us go and sacrifice to our God. Translation verses 1 through 8. Moses and Aaron speak to Pharaoh. After this presentation to Israel's leaders, Moses and Aaron went to see Pharaoh. They told him, quote, This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. Let my people go, for they must go out into the wilderness to hold a spirit-filled festival in my honor. Unquote. Quote, Is that so? Retorted Pharaoh. And who is the Lord that I should listen to him and let Israel go? I don't know the Lord, and I will not let Israel go. Unquote. But Aaron and Moses persisted. Quote, The God of the Hebrews has met with us, they declared. Let us take a 3-day trip into the wilderness, so we can offer sacrifices to the Lord our God. If we don't, we will surely die by disease or the sword. Unquote. Quote, Who do you think you are? Pharaoh shouted, distracting the people from their tasks. Get back to work! Exclamation mark. Look, there are many people here in Egypt, and you are stopping them from doing their work. Unquote. Making bricks without straw. That same day, Pharaoh sent the order to the slave drivers and foremen he had set over the people of Israel. Quote, Do not supply the people with any more straw for making bricks. Let them get it themselves! Exclamation mark. But don't reduce their production quotas by a single brick. They obviously don't have enough to do. If they did, they wouldn't be talking about going into the wilderness to offer sacrifices to their God. King James Version, verse 9. Let there more work be laid upon the men, that they may labor therein, and let them not regard vain words. And the taskmasters of the people went out, and their officers, and they spake to the people, saying, Thus saith Pharaoh, I will not give you straw. Go ye, get you straw where you can find it, yet not aught of your work shall be diminished. So the people were scattered abroad throughout all the land of Egypt to gather stubble instead of straw. And the taskmasters hasted them, saying, Fulfill your works, your daily tasks, as when there was straw. And the officers of the children of Israel, which Pharaoh's taskmasters had set over them, were beaten, and demanded, Wherefore have ye not fulfilled your task, in making brick, both yesterday and today, as heretofore? Then the officers of the children of Israel came and cried unto Pharaoh, saying, Wherefore dealest thou thus with thy servants? There is no straw given unto thy servants, and they say to us, Make brick. And behold, thy servants are beaten, but the fault is in thine own people. But he said, Ye are idle, ye are idle. Therefore ye say, Let us go and do sacrifice to the Lord. Go therefore now and work, for there shall no straw be given you, yet shall ye deliver the tale of bricks. Translation verses 9 through 18. Load them down with more work. Make them sweat! That will teach them to listen to these liars! Unquote. So the slave drivers and foremen informed the people. Quote, Pharaoh has ordered us not to provide straw for you. Go and get it yourselves. Find it wherever you can, but you must produce just as many bricks as before! So the people scattered throughout the land in search of straw. The slave drivers were brutal. Quote, Meet your daily quota of bricks just as you did before! They demanded.
Make as many bricks as you did before, but you're not going to use straw. And they seemed to think that was an impossibility. Okay, and then what?
Then they whipped the Israelite foreman in charge of the work crews. Quote, Why haven't you met your quotas either yesterday or today? They demanded. So the Israelite foreman went to Pharaoh and pleaded with him. Quote, Please don't treat us like this, they begged. Quote, We are given no straw, but we are still told to make as many bricks as before. We are beaten for something that isn't our fault! It is the fault of your slave drivers for making such unreasonable demands! Unquote. But Pharaoh replied, quote, You're just lazy! You obviously don't have enough to do. If you did, you wouldn't be saying, quote, Let us go so we can offer sacrifices to the Lord. Now get back to work! No straw will be given to you, but you must still deliver the regular quota of bricks. Unquote. King James Version, verse 19. And the officers of the children of Israel did see that they were in evil case.
You'd think they would have said, Well, the bricks are not going to be as strong, and what we're building is going to cave in, or something like that. They didn't use any strategy at all, right?
Right.
Okay, that's what I would have said. You want us to build buildings that are going to cave in, Pharaoh? Right?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
And the officers of the children of Israel did see that they were in evil case, after it was said, Ye shall not minish aught from your bricks of your daily task. And they met Moses and Aaron, who stood in the way, as they came forth from Pharaoh. And they said unto them, The Lord look upon you and judge, because ye have made our savor to be abhorred in the eyes of Pharaoh, and in the eyes of his servants, to put a sword in their hand to slay us. And Moses returned unto the Lord and said, Lord, wherefore hast thou so evil entreated this people? Why is it that thou hast sent me? For since I came to Pharaoh to speak in thy name, he hath done evil to this people, neither hast thou delivered thy people at all. Translation, verse 19 through 23. Since Pharaoh would not let up on his demands, the Israelite foremen could see that they were in serious trouble. As they left Pharaoh's court, they met Moses and Aaron, who were waiting outside for them. The foremen said to them, quote, "May the Lord judge you for getting us into this terrible trouble, this terrible situation with Pharaoh and his officials. You have given them an excuse to kill us!" Exclamation mark, unquote. So Moses went back to the Lord and protested, quote, "Why have you mistreated your own people like this, Lord? Why did you send me? Since I gave Pharaoh your message, he has been even more brutal to your people. You have not even begun to rescue them!" Exclamation mark, unquote. Commentary, chapter 5, verse 2. Quote, "Is that so?" retorted Pharaoh. "And who is the Lord that I should listen to him and let Israel go? I don't know the Lord, and I will not let Israel go." Unquote. Quote, "Who is the Lord that I should obey his voice?" Unquote. Pharaoh was considered by the people of Israel. Pharaoh was considered by the people of Egypt to be divine, a god. Thus, he had a difficult time believing that a god of an enslaved people, that even he did exist, and even if he did exist, could present a threat to him, as long as that god and his people stayed captives.
Okay, of course, this is all commentary now. Right, then what?
5, verse 3, quote, "But Aaron and Moses persisted, quote, 'The God of the Hebrews has met with us,' they declared. 'Let us take a 3-day trip into the wilderness so we can offer sacrifices to the Lord our God. If we don't, we will surely die by disease or the sword,'" unquote. Pharaoh's claim over the Hebrew slaves lasted only as long as they were on Egyptian soil. Once they had left the region, they would have been free men and would not have had to return. Another proof of the Bible is in chapter 5, verse 10.
Another proof of the truth of the Bible. Okay, and then what?
Quote, "And the taskmasters of the people went out, and their officers, and they spake to the people, saying, 'Thus saith Pharaoh, I will not give you straw.'" Archaeologist excavations have shown a difference in the bricks used in the buildings in northeast Egypt. As the building went up, less and less straw was used.
Until finally there was no straw at all. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
5, verse 14, quote, "Then they whipped the Israelite foreman in charge of the work crews. Quote, 'Why haven't you met your quotas, either yesterday or today?' they demanded," unquote. The officers were Hebrew foremen, and it seems apparent to me anyway that their privileged status lasted only as long as they were of service to Pharaoh. Perhaps for this reason they try to discredit Moses and Aaron. We see that in verse 21. Quote, verse 21, quote, "The foreman said to them," quote, "'May the Lord judge you for getting us into this terrible trouble, this terrible situation with Pharaoh and his officials. You have given them an excuse to kill us!'" Exclamation mark, unquote. Chapter 5, verse 10 through 21. The Israelite foreman needed to understand how difficult the process toward their freedom would be. They were deeply discouraged by Pharaoh's additional demands because they had unrealistic hopes of an immediate and painless deliverance. They also became disillusioned about the leadership ability of Moses and Aaron. They needed wisdom to see their troubles with the long-range view in mind. These were only the first steps on the road to freedom. We need to be aware that the road to recovery or to maturity is long and difficult. There are few, if any, immediate and painless cures. If we realize this, we will find the difficulties we face less discouraging. 5 verse 22 and 23, quote, "So Moses went back to the Lord and protested, quote, 'Why have you mistreated your own people like this, Lord? Why did you send me? Since I gave Pharaoh your message, he has been even more brutal to your people. You have not even begun to rescue them!'" Exclamation mark, unquote. Moses prayed to God with perplexed honesty. He faced a real problem. In following God's program for freeing Israel, the people encountered increased suffering. Moses, however, did not realize that God was preparing to force Pharaoh to let Israel go. God had not failed the test of trustworthiness. Gaining freedom is often a lengthy process. We need to recognize this as we seek maturity and deliverance. If we do, we will be less likely to be discouraged by the obstacles we face along the way.
All right, praise the Lord. This is Tony Alamo. That was chapter 5, Exodus. Be doing chapter 6 this evening. Till then, God bless you, and keep thinking about the Lord and the lessons here. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.